Catch up.
Hey guys, I mean, you've obviously missed Friday's show. That's why you're tuning into the podcast
or Catch Up. Or you're a huge fan.
Oh, you want to get to hear it twice?
You want to hear it twice.
Or maybe you've already heard this one and you're even listening
the
to this
third
Catch
time.
Up again.
Wow. We got big fans, Nate. Yeah. Makes me smile.
It's mainly you and me. Yeah. Listening four or five
and our
times.
Parents.
Big catch up on the way, Jim. What's your favourite story that we're going to cover off today?
We spoke about this weird lady that was in the coffee shop. She was like not standing in line, out of line.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't make up her mind.
Yeah.
That's right.
So yeah, trying to figure that out. But also my sporting ability is on show.
Yeah, it is too. You try and make a basketball shot from sitting at your desk. It's about 30 metres.
Yeah, I gave it a nudge. I really thought I could do it. Nath, you can, I mean, stick around to find out what happens, but Nath, give him a clue as to what happens.
You missed. Really badly.
I threw it from Tasmania back to Sydney.
And also, Jim, right at the end of this, so you got to stick around if you want to hear this, because you're not allowed to fast forward.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't work.
Don't fast forward to the podcast.
We give somebody a nickname. You found a little football story about someone who, what are they calling him?
Javier Mascherano.
And what are they calling him now? The Pony
Boy. Pony Boy.
Pony Boy is his Chinese nickname.
Yeah.
We put it out there and we found somebody. Her name was Rebecca. And you
mate, that's not even the best bit. The best bit's magic.
Oh, magic.
Magic.
All right, well, we do nicknames, but don't worry about that. We
don't listen to that bit.
But we also do Magic You Missed.
Yeah, and
that's
you've got some really good puns in there.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Nate's puns, go towards the end of the podcast, get Magic or We Missed.
Otherwise,
have a good weekend.
Well, it depends when you're listening to this. You could be listening to this on a Tuesday.
Have a good year.
Have a good life, because who knows?
Nath, yesterday you and me went and got coffee. Walk down the street. What's the name of the place?
Pilgrims. I think it is.
Not Pilgrims. I think it's just Pilgrim.
People who go there, they're Pilgrims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go to Pilgrim and you become a Pilgrims.
Yeah. No. No, Pilgrims go there.
Okay.
Let me do the gags.
Shut up. Look, Nath, we went down yesterday. We went and got coffee. And there was a bit of a line. We got there, a bit of a line for the coffee, which is a good sign.
Yeah, it means a good coffee shop.
Yeah, you want a bit of a line because coffees, they turn over quite quickly. Mm. So you don't need to wait very long in the line because it's just quite easy.
Yep.
So there's a line, sweet. So we walk into the coffee shop, but in front of us, there's another lady. And so she's walking in, we're walking behind her. We see the line, she sees the line. So we proceed to go line up. But then she does this weird thing, Nath, where she stood to the side of the line, like looking up the line. And me and you were looking at each other going, what is this girl doing? Because she wasn't in the line. She was like next to the line.
It was almost like she was forming her own sideline.
Sideline, yeah.
I don't know what she was doing or inspecting the line. I was very, very confused.
Everyone was a little confused because everyone in the line's like looking at this chick and she's standing off to the side. My first thought was she looking for someone she knew in the line?
Oh, and do a front seat or a back seat.
And go, hey, oh my God, Steph, can't believe you're here.
Yeah.
Can I pop in behind you?
Went to school with you 12 years ago. Let me slide in behind.
Is that a thing? Do people...
You can't do that in a coffee line, mate.
You can't do it in a coffee line.
Not when it's, especially when it's kind of early in the morning and people are needing that coffee. Like the reason the line was so big is because it was a good coffee time. People need to go.
It was peak coffee time.
If you're in there and the line's already there, it's your fault for getting there late.
So you can't push in?
Of course you can't.
You
can push in some lines, but not that.
Not that line. What lines can you push in?
Oh, for example, H&M's coming to Hobart soon. There's probably going to be a big line for that opening. Push in that line. But when you go to the coffee shop...
Why can you push in a line for clothing, but you can't push in a line for coffee?
Because as soon as you get in, everyone does their own thing. But in a coffee line, you've got like...
Now I get you. You're ordering and then you're waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in H&M...
Do whatever you want. Okay, well, for those of you listening this morning, if you are going to line up for coffee, don't push in.
And don't go to Pilgrims because we don't want a line when we get
there. Nath, on yesterday's show, we were talking about the snow... That's happening around Tasmania.
Yes.
With our fingers crossed that we might be able to have a snow day and have the day off.
Bit of summer snow.
Yeah. But I was reading the Mercury and there was a great story in there about two young boys. Sorry, that's funny because their last name's Young.
Yeah, you got to explain that first. You can't just giggle because I didn't even know that. So now I'm like, are you okay? Someone tickling? Is producer Mason tickling Jimmy under the desk?
This is
weird.
So this is Thomas Young and Michael Young. They're 18 and 20.
Oh, so they're quite young.
Yeah.
See, now we can do gear.
Yeah. They're at Mount Field National Park, and there's a beautiful photo of them in the snow. I believe we've got Thomas on the line. Thomas, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you going?
We're good, young Thomas.
How are you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm going well, thanks.
Good, mate, good. I guess the first question, do you get the young jokes quite a bit?
Yeah, we do, certainly. Not as often as we used to, but whenever we meet some new people, they usually crack it once or twice.
Would you say those jokes are a bit old?
Can't really get out, I don't think.
Now, Tom, first things first, I want to ask you, this photo in the Mercury, can I have that photo? Because it is amazing. You've got this orange tent in this snowfall next to the water. It is amazing. Did you take this one?
Yeah, I did.
Are you a bit of a photographer, or was this shot on the iPhone?
Yeah, just on my iPhone. Like, do have another camera, but don't really use it very much.
Hey, Thomas,
it's just like the families.
When you went out there, did you go out there with the intention that it was going to snow? Or did you kind of just wake up and you're like, oh, it's snowing, that's kind of cool?
Well, we'd looked at the forecast before we went, and I think there was meant to be a bit of snow. We're like, oh, that'd be cool if that happened. But then when we woke up in the morning, it was just so much, and we're not expecting it at all.
Tommy, the important thing, we'll try and get this photo off you and we'll put it up on our socials, at Jimmy and Nath, so everyone can have a look at it. Mm-hmm. Did you upload it on Facebook, Instagram? Like, where did you put it?
So, this is a funny story. My dad actually worked for the Mercury, so...
Oh, he wrote the story on you, did he?
Yeah, he did. He sorted us out. But I reckon I will be chucking it up on Instagram or Facebook in the next couple of days.
And if your dad ever wants to write an article about us, Tommy, just, you know, feel free.
Yeah. I'll let him know you're keen.
Perfect. And we'll all go camping together.
Yeah, sounds good.
This is exciting news, Jim. A high school basketball player in the US, a video of him's gone viral after he sunk an 80-foot full-court buzzer-beater shot to win his game by 1 point.
Yeah, this is... it's huge. The video is on our Instagram page, at Jimmy and Nath, if you want to check it out.
My favourite thing about this is, so this has obviously gone viral. So many people have seen it. He got interviewed afterwards. This is what he said. He said he wasn't really going for the basket. He just saw the clock and threw it. And they won 46-45.
I mean, I hope he was throwing it in the direction of the basket.
Well, it's gone in, yeah. So he obviously was. But when he said, I wasn't going for the basket, I just threw it. What were you going for, mate?
If you throw it out, I mean, the other team wins.
Yeah.
I mean,
for the skylight, maybe?
The coach had a word to him after. Look, mate, I appreciate you throwing the ball, but, yeah, got to go in the basket.
I was going to ask you, if you get a shot in like that and so many people see it, do you quit? Do you quit basketball and never attempt another shot ever again?
Well, this is high school basketball, so you might. It's a red-hot chance, because not a lot of people get to go on and be professional basketball players.
Because you can't go straight from high school to the NBA, do you? You have to go to college first.
If you're coming from Australia, you can. Dante Exum, Aussie export, he went over there straight into it. But usually, yes, you need to have a year in college and then go to the NBA, like Ben Simmons, another Aussie, did. But, yeah, no, if you weren't great at basketball and you were playing in high school and you did that, you retire.
You quit.
You're done.
You make shirts with the picture on it.
Yeah.
And then you sell those and you live off the profits from those shirts.
Yeah. You sign those shirts and that's your profits for the rest of your life.
I've got a bit of a proposal for you, Jim. You and I have spoken about this. In our office, we have a big basketball hoop.
Yeah, it's just the thing, Nath. It's not much of a proposal because I've been saying it to you. I've been saying, Nath, I reckon I can throw this basketball into this hoop, one go, I'm that good.
You've just been waiting for a basketball story so this can come up and you can have a crack.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is just like yesterday in the office, I was doing it. I'm throwing. So here in the office at HIT, my desk is, how far away do you think the basketball hoop would be?
I reckon it's a good 20 to 30 metres.
Yeah. So I sit about that far away from a hoop.
Sorry, Producer Mason's trying to count from his desk. Mate, you can't count from
Producer
there.
Producer Mason, if you could get up and measure that, just do feet. That'd be great.
I reckon 21.45 metres, probably.
21.45. Okay. There you go.
Maybe he's accurate. I don't know.
You measured it for us. Look, that's the distance. So I'm sitting at my desk and I'm like, I reckon I can throw this basketball in. So I was having a crack yesterday. I've had a few times, like, having a crack at it. I haven't been successful yet.
You have got close.
But... yeah, I have. Like, yesterday I hit the rim 5 times in a row. No, I was robbed.
Yeah.
I think there was wind in the office.
There's no wind. It People moved. Are turning the fans on.
Yeah.
It's paper toss.
Could we turn the aircon off? I think it's moving my ball. Mm. No, but I think your challenge, Nath, is going to be...
Here's what I want you to do. We're going to go to the ads. Yeah. We're going to come back. You're going to be at your desk and you're going to have a crack at this.
Yes, but this is the thing. I only get one shot.
Oh, one shot.
Because I think I'm going to be better with one shot. Because that's the thing about the buzzer beater. This kid just panicked and threw it.
Oh, he didn't have four goes at it.
Yeah. No. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm going to keep going. This is just one shot to make it.
Are you going to aim for the basket, though? Because they didn't aim for the basket. So maybe aim for the skylight.
I'm shut my eyes and throw it at the hoop.
Okay, so you're willing to do it?
Yeah. Oh, mate. I'm the one who said I can do it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. When we come back from the ads, you're going to be at your desk. You're going to have a live mic, a roving mic. You don't have to commentate it for us because I don't know if I'll be able to see. We'll get it on Instagram Live as well. So at Jimmy Nay.
Yeah. Let's do this before 7. So okay. We'll come back. We'll get it all set up before 7 o'clock. I'm going to try and throw this basketball into the hoop from my desk.
And a buzzer beater shot may be completed. Who knows? We were just talking about a high school basketball player in the US. He's gone viral after he sunk an 80-foot full-court buzzer-beater shot to win the game by 1 point. Now, Jim and I, we've come up with a challenge for Jim, and he's actually live down by his desk right now. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, mate, I'm right next to my desk. Now, just to remind everyone listening, this is live. This is on our Instagram Live, at Jimmy and Nath. You can see this, so please head to our Instagram page to see me sink this amazing shot.
Now, the challenge is for Jim to shoot a basketball from his desk through the basketball hoop. Jim, you've out on the field now. How far do you think that is?
Oh, mate, look, now being out here live in the offices of HIT, it looks huge. It could be over 100 metres away. I've really overextended myself here. Yeah,
lucky you've had a few warm-up shots and stuff.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous.
Well, can you set the scene for us, buddy? Talk us through how the conditions are.
Okay, I'll talk through everyone. Again, this is on our Instagram Live, at Jimmy Nath, if you can see it. So I'm standing at my desk right now. So this is where the magic happens. You can see there's not a lot on my desk because I don't do a lot.
You're lucky you got a computer there, to be honest.
But to be fair, the screen is covered by my new hat. Bought a new hat. Pretty proud of that one. Mm. So just want to check that out. Thanks. All right, now we're going to walk down. So I'm going to say it's about 20 metres from my desk.
Right.
Maybe a little bit more. We'll say 25 to 35, just for the sake of radio.
What about the wind conditions? Is there anything in the natural phenomena that might put you off on this shot?
Look, the aircon is on, so I will be blaming weather conditions if I do miss this shot. But I am now here at the hoop. You can see it's just about as tall as me.
Are you happy that no one's really in the office at the moment? Because it's still early. There's no crowd to put you off, no real pressure.
Well, no, because this video, once we finish, it'll be like posted on our story. So everyone will be able to see it even after we're done. So, yeah.
Yeah, so everyone will be able to see you miss.
No, well, mate, look, I am confident. I am confident because it's all about the buzzer beater. I gave it a red hot crack yesterday with practicing and I missed probably out of 90 shots. I missed all 90.
But you did hit the rim a couple of times.
No, there was a period about 10 in a row I hit the rim. I was very frustrated. Mm. But I'm going to walk back down to my desk now. Again, you can see this on Instagram Live. So our videographer, he's going to stay down there near the hoop.
Okay, Jim, how this is going to work is I'm going to give you a 3-2-1 countdown and then you're going to hear a buzzer beater sound effect. On that sound effect, you take the shot. Yeah. Okay.
So I am trying right now to recreate a buzzer beater from my desk here at the HIT Studios. It's about 20 to 30 metres. Nath, I also want to say I wore long sleeves today.
Why?
It's impeding my shooting arm.
Well, that's your fault. You knew we were going to do this.
No, could be another excuse if I missed.
Okay. All right, Jim, are you ready?
Yeah, mate, I'm ready. Also,
here we go. This is on Instagram Live, at Jimmy Nath, if you do want to see it. The buzzer beater shot to win the game.
This is it. This is my NBA championship moment. I could be picked up.
Okay. Take a big breath, Jim. 3, 2, 1. Shot?
Yeah, well over.
Yeah.
Now, some big Harry Potter news, but more specifically, big news regarding J.K. Rowling, the said author of Harry Potter. She took to Twitter to announce how she writes her books. There's a lot of planning. She uses pen and paper first, then types it all up, and also uses Excel, which I found interesting.
That's weird. Crunching the numbers?
No, well, that's where she puts all the information. Mm. So she has like a Harry cell.
She has a Harry.
As Harry in a cell.
Yeah, right. Locked up.
50 Shades of Haz. So she does that. And then she's also got some other tips of how to put the book together. Now, Nathan, I revealed two of them on yesterday's show. Mm. The first one is you've got to decide what your book's about and you've got to set a word count.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I asked you, do you think you could turn around a mini Harry Potter book in a week?
Of course I could.
And what I needed you from today, though, was what the book is going to be about and a word count from you.
I've also got some characters.
You got some characters. Yeah. Okay. Well, I do have the other three steps here, so I thought that's how we could finish today. I could say, hey, these are what you're going to have to do next week.
Right. Okay.
But let's start with what your book's about and your word count.
Okay. The title. Harry Potter and the better wizard who's even more magical and cool. Part one.
Yep.
Because there might be a second. Look, depends on how the sales go. Characters in this? Harry Potter.
Yep.
Nathal Dorr. Sharon Weasley. That's the older Weasley. You might not know.
I don't remember.
She's really, really pretty. If she's in a movie, she'll be played by Isla Fisher.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've already... Oh, wow. You've gone from book straight to movie.
Yeah, she's Nathal Dorr's love interest.
Okay.
So they're together. And then the last character is Jemini. She's like a little nerdy girl who wears glasses and's best mate with Nathal Dorr.
Sounds like a legend.
Yeah. The premise of the book. Nathal Dorr is an ex-street magician who lives with his auntie. He was bitten by a spider and becomes a wizard. He gets all these special powers.
That's not how that works.
He then gets trained by the League of Magicians, but unfortunately he's kicked out when he gets his magic wrong. And when he gets his magic wrong, he gets really angry and turns big and purple.
Purple.
Luckily, he's taken in by a magic school run by a bald professor in a wheelchair whose name is Professor Voldemort. That's all I've got so far.
All right.
You think it'll take off?
Kill the music.
Okay.
Before I get the word count from you, because I'm going to need a word count, because this is due next Friday, so you're going to give me a book by next Friday. So these are the five things. You've got to decide what your book's about, set a word count. Then you've got to give yourself daily deadlines. So every day you've got to be like, I've got to write this part of the story.
A lot of work in this.
Get four, which I think you need, is called get feedback.
From who? JK?
No, just from your peers and your friends.
Right, okay.
So I've got some thoughts.
Do I have to take the feedback?
Well, you don't have to take it, but my thoughts are, it sounds like a lot of different movies in there, mate. Sounds like...
What are you talking about?
Spider-Man, The Hulk.
Bit of a combination of the best movies, would you say?
And finally, it's work on your book every day. So you got to keep consistency's key.
I just think about it every day.
Okay. Now, every day next week, you're going to give us a chapter of your book, okay?
Okay.
What's your word count?
All right, I've written it down. I don't want to say it out loud because here's my
okay,
offer.
Okay, hold it up. Oh, you're going to offer me...
That's my word count.
75.
Yeah,
what do you mean? So is that daily or is that in total?
That's in total. Have you got a counter offer?
100.
I'll give you 85, okay. A village in Italy is selling houses for $1.20, Jim, in a bid to get more people to move there because the population is shrinking.
Is this $1.20 Australian?
Yeah, I've converted it.
Okay, so what is it in Italians?
I think it's 17. The village is called Olay.
That's Spanish. Read a map, mate.
You Italians.
I could have told you that.
It's in the mountain region of Babagia. And there are 200 stone dwellings up for grabs. So these houses, they're made of stone. But they're like brick houses. I've seen a photo of them. They're just like a normal brick house, but they're calling them stone. It must be like some ancient.
So are they like a? I mean, what are we?
Here's a picture of the house.
You have a photo.
There you go.
All right, check it out. Here we go. I mean, they're not bad. You get a little, is it a one-bedroom, two-bedroom?
Well, there's a variety of ones.
Oh.
Yeah, but so they're all going for $1.20, though.
Okay, so you can get a three-bedroom, three-bath for $1.20.
It's first in best dressed.
Or if you don't want the backyard, you can get a little one-bedroom apartment for $1.20.
Well, there you go, a little studio. Why not? Share house.
Look, it just looks like a normal, brick house.
Apparently, some of these are worth up to 80,000 bibbidi bobbidi bobbidis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the only catch is, there's a little catch, you have to kind of refurbish it yourself. So they don't come with windows or doors.
Yeah, I saw that looking at the photo. There is no windows or doors.
So you have to put them on yourself.
Also, it looks like there's you need to do a little bit of mowing. Bit of whippersnipping.
Ah, that's easy. You borrow your neighbours.
Well, the neighbour doesn't have anything. The neighbour doesn't have windows or doors.
The neighbour's not there anyway.
$1.20, that's good. I mean, we just gave away $1,000 to Bonnie from Derwent Valley.
Yep.
$1,000, I mean, that'd get you 1,000 houses.
Oh, would too.
And then you could sell the 1,000 houses for $2. You make a profit.
There's a huge profit. You've made $2,000.
Yeah, well done.
We've made $1,000 technically.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah.
So
there's a catch, though. So to buy these houses, you have to live in them because the point is to increase the population. So the mayor who's made this decision, you have to live there for 5 years before you can sell it. So I'm thinking you and I, because it's only $1.20, surely our boss can give us $1.20.
Yeah.
We buy one of these houses, but one of us has to live in it.
Okay. So one of us broadcasts from Hobart, one of us broadcasts from, where is it?
Olay.
In Italy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we could send producer Mason.
We could send our producer to Italy.
Yeah.
to look after our holiday home. Oh, where are you holidaying? I go to the south of Spain.
Oh, are you?
Sorry, okay. No, Italy.
It's not Spain, mate. So what do you think?
Or we just put it out to the callers on 13, 12, 16.
Mm.
Do you want to go live in our Italian house?
Oh, we can Airbnb it out.
Yeah, we could send people over there.
The only thing is...
We could do like a month on, month off.
Oh, yeah.
FIFO. Fly in, fly out. Yeah.
The only thing is it costs actually more to call this radio station than to buy one of these houses, so they can just buy their own house.
Yeah, we... Hey, guys, if you're in the market, there's houses for sale.
Yeah.
In Italy, $1.20. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard.
We need one of these houses.
Nath, there's a sad man in a pub over in London.
Is that why he's in the pub?
No, I'm not sure. He's some random bloke. He's left a review on online about a pub, and he's given this pub one star. It's over in London.
Oh.
And so I'm going to read you his review now, okay? So this is a real review. It really exists. This is from some random guy. Looked okay from the outside. Too many unknown beers to choose from. No popular global beers. We stayed for one pint and left to a proper pub that does well-known beers. Also, barman too enthusiastic and excited about selection of beers.
So he's upset that the barman was happy and was trying to help him.
So there was the first problem, too many options.
Too many beers.
Yeah.
Relax, just one.
Yeah, I just want a Corona. It's the global beer.
Just need one beer. Just a BB, that's all I need.
So too many options first. And then the barman's too enthusiastic. Hey, mate, how you going today? I
hate this guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like this guy would just prefer, like, a Carlton Draft vending machine and a stool.
Sounds like this guy just wants to buy a slab and sit at home and have a few bevvies.
Yeah.
Nathan, what do you like when you go into a pub? Like, what are you looking for in terms of service?
I like a bit of atmosphere. I like it when it's pumping.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it when it's packed. But I like it when there's a little bit of light music. People, I don't know.
You like the live music. Sometimes I think that's hit. Live music can be hit or miss for me because sometimes I want, the ambience, but then sometimes I just want to have a chat with my mates.
Yeah, as long as it's not too loud. Okay, how about this? Live music with the ability to go, that'll do.
A pause button.
So when he's on the stage, if you just kind of go cut it,
yeah,
he just stops.
Wouldn't that
be great?
I was at a pub once, and one of our good mates was playing live music there, Crotty.
Yeah.
And it was a bit loud, so I went over and I was like, Crotts, might want to turn it down a bit.
Unplugged his guitar. Get out of here, mate, you're done.
No, he appreciated the feedback. He's like, I want people to have a chat. Now, Nathan, this pub review, it is on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. You can head there and have a look at it. I can't believe it's real. But it got me thinking, Nath, as new folk to the town,
yep.
We don't know a lot of pubs. So what I thought we could ask on 13, 12, 16, what pub should we go to?
It's a Friday. We want to go to the Savo when we finish.
Yeah, we want to knock off today, maybe not at 9, at a reasonable hour, at 5 o'clock.
9:30.
And we just want to go, we just want to go have enjoy a drink, maybe something to eat. So if you're out there, 13, 12, 16, we'd love to hear some pubs that you love, that you go, yeah, this is my local, I love this one, you boys should hit it up.
So just your fave, let us know.
If you've got a favourite pub in Hobart, give us a call, 13, 12, 16, we'd love to know what it is so we can go there and have a few.
How about we give them some movie tickets if they call up too?
Why not?
All right, we'll give you some movie tickets. Tell us about your favourite pub, 13, 12, 16, it's Jimmy Nath on here. We just asked 13, 12, 16, what pub should we go to, Jim?
Yeah, we saw a pub review for a pub over in London. It received one star for having too many options for beers and the bar staff were too friendly.
Yeah, two things. Two things nobody wants in a pub.
Yeah.
Too many beers and good service.
I mean, I hate this place. Why? I mean, there's too much beer and they just keep asking me if I want another one.
Yeah.
You can see that review on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. But Nath, as you just mentioned, we're looking for a pub to go to this weekend because we're new and we want to find a good spot.
I believe we've got Aaron from Acton Park. Aaron, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Aaron, have you got a pub that you reckon we should check out the Savo?
I do, the Horseshoe Inn.
The Horseshoe Inn. Is that the one in Cambridge?
It is.
Ah, it's written on my screen.
Aaron, what's special about the Horseshoe Inn? Why do you love it?
Great price, great food, great service, great quality, great place.
Now, you don't work there, do you, Erin?
No.
Okay.
Your last name's not Horseshoe, is it, Erin? It's not a family business.
Erin, I'm a bit of a food guy. It's Jimmy speaking. What's their signature dish? Like, what do you recommend I should buy?
Oh, they've got a great surf or turf where you can go for a classic palmy.
Oh, they've got a good palmy.
Nath loves a palmy.
I love a palmy.
But I love a surf and turf.
Is it a big palmy, Erin?
It is. It's huge. And the price is great.
What about a drink, Erin? Anything you recommend?
Well, they've got a good range of like ciders, beers and wine, but I just go for a Jim Beam and Coke.
Oh, of course you do, Erin. Amazing. Erin, how's the service?
Great. They're lovely people. And if you're a regular like me, they're always up for a good chat.
I don't want to go then. They're too nice. Time for a bit of magic. Jimmy and Nate's magic. That was magic. You found it. They didn't make it. Right, these are some of the stories that we didn't quite get to over the week, and it's where we summarise them with a little bit of magic for everybody, Jim.
Yeah, we do, Nate. Just want to count the stories you missed this week. One, two, three stories you missed.
Three stories?
Only three.
Wow, geez, we covered a lot this week.
Yeah, we covered a lot of stuff. It's a big tick of the box.
Mm.
Just before we jump in, Nate, it's important for people to know that you're huge on puns.
Why is it important for people to know that?
I just want people to know that you're the pun guy before we start this, okay? Story one. Police have arrested a family of five in Europe and found 4 tons of oranges stuffed into their cars.
Yeah, they were trying to make a delivery that had been prearranged. They were convicted for their crimes, but don't worry, they're planning to appeal. Obviously, they had to freshen up before they saw the judge, though, and they were pushed into a really packed courtroom. I guess you could say they were freshly squeezed.
A man in Spain has been fined for trying to balance 30 wooden pallets on top of his van whilst driving on a highway.
Oh, wouldn't have done that. Man was already having a bad day, though, Jim, because kids actually spray-painted his van that morning. Yep, it was vandalised. But sad news. He was going to be arrested as well as fined, but the cops let him go.
Oh, yes, there you go. Because he had pallets on his roof.
Yeah, that's it. That's why.
And finally, Monopoly have released a new version of a game designed for cheaters. Yes, cheaters. It has special rules and it encourages people to cheat.
Now, Jim, the new game also came with a jingle. And you and I, Jimmy and Nath, we have an exclusive first play of that jingle. Here it is.
A cheater, a cheater. Monopoly is now for cheaters. You stole my hotel. Hey, that's not right. It doesn't matter. Don't pick a fight. Just cheater, cheater. Just cheater, cheater. Just cheater, cheater. Yeah, just cheater.
Just cheater.
Nath, some sport-related news now.
Oh, boy.
Argentinian football star Javier Mascherano.
Oh, he's my fave. I love Javier.
Yeah, he just left Spanish powerhouse Barcelona.
Oh.
And he's moving to the Chinese Super League.
I think it's Barcelona.
Barcelona. Mm. Or Barca. They also call it.
Do they?
Yeah. I'm a big football nafty. Yeah.
What's your dog? He's a Barca.
Barca. Barca. Now, he's gone over the Chinese Super League. It is known as being not the best football league.
They got a lot of money, though, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. You don't go to China to play football. You go to China to get paid.
Yep.
That's just what you do. You end your career, can't play good anymore, go get paid.
It's like a retirement thing, yeah? I mean, because you're not really playing.
The Chinese Super League is a retirement home for professional footballers. But he's got over there and he's received the nickname Pony Brother.
Pony Brother.
Now, I was a bit confused about this, so I did some research. Now, the Ma in Mascherano, which is his last name, it sounds similar to the word in Chinese for pony.
Right.
And then I was like, well, why have they called him Pony Brother? It's a bit confusing. So I found it a bit more, and so this is what came up. I've got a quote from the Chinese Super League. The Chinese Super League will often come up with a catchy nickname for a foreign player because it can be easier than trying to translate their real name.
Pony Brother isn't a really catchy nickname, though.
So who's the biggest sports star at the moment? So I was like, I'm going to go see if they got a nickname for someone.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest sports star, Nath, right now?
Right, Roger Federer, probably.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Roger...
Thanks, mate.
You win.
One, Jimmy's. Who's your best
sports player? Roger Federer. So I went, they've got a nickname for him. What do you think they call him?
Roger Dodger?
No, they call him Cow.
Why? Oh, hang on. This is what the Chinese call him.
Yeah. Chinese came up because it's hard to translate Roger Federer to Chinese. So they simply call him Cow because of his laid back demeanor and he reminds them of a cow.
That's utterly disappointing.
Oh,
let's do this. Earning name, we can give one to you, say. Boys, I'd love you to give me a nickname. 13, 12, 16, give us a buzz if you want a nickname. We're going to get to know you and we're going to give you a nickname straight afterwards. You don't have to take it though, do you?
Yeah, no, well, you don't, because this bloke, Javier, he's got the nickname Pony Brother.
Yeah.
And an Australian thing is to have a nickname, Nath. Now, a lot of people do, so maybe call us and you go, hey, boys, I've got this nickname, but I want a new one because I don't like that one.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have a nickname, it's un-Australian. You've got to call us up. We'll give you one. We'll come up with one.
And we'll find out about you. We're not just going to pluck one out of nowhere.
No, we'll have a chat. We'll get to know you and boom, new nickname.
Very easy. 13, 12, 16. Yes. Call us if you want a nickname. We'll get to know you and we'll give you one. And you know what? We'll give you some movie tickets as well.
Yeah. You get a nickname and movie tickets. I mean, it's huge.
Perfect combination. Yeah. This is where we get people to call up if they want a nickname. We get to know you and then we deliver you a nickname.
Could be a replacement of an old nickname or you just don't have one.
Mm. Do you want to retell the story or do you want to get straight into
it? Nah, let's get straight into it.
Okay, let's get straight into
it. Rip into it.
Beck, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're fantastic. Now, Rebecca, do you already have a nickname?
Yeah, I've got a few. Most people call me Beck or Beck Star.
Yeah.
I don't ever call me Becky, though, because I know they'll come for punch in the face. I hate Becky.
Yeah, right. So I'm just writing that down when I come up with your nickname. It's not going to be Becky, I promise you.
Is there a story behind these nicknames, Beck?
No, not really. Just the usual traditional Australian thing where everyone shortens your name and puts an E on the end.
Yeah, you've got a lot of creative friends, Beck. How can we give Rebecca a nickname? Oh, I reckon let's get rid of the R and the R and let's go Beck.
Yep.
Clever.
Yep.
Well, a lot of people go from Jimmy to Jim.
I do that. Yeah.
Just cut out three letters.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Well, Beck, let's get to know you a little bit before we deliver you a nickname. What do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, before children, race motocross.
Motocross.
Okay.
Motocross. Mm-hmm. What about, you got a favourite food, Beck? Something you like to eat?
Yeah, love Chinese food.
Oh, get some Chinese in you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my favourite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beck, what do you do for work?
I work for a mortgage broker.
Mortgage broker.
Okay.
Mortgage broker. So, Beck, you love motocross. You love putting some Chinese in your mouth, and you're a mortgage broker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nath, have you got something?
Spice of life, really, there, isn't it?
Well, that is. And you know what, Beck? I'm going to give you my nickname first. I think because, I mean, you're into motocross and stuff. That's a pretty dangerous sport. You like your Chinese food. Do you like hot food?
Love.
Yeah. So you're a dangerous woman. So you know what? My nickname for you is going to be... Beck, careful. Because she's here, be careful.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, that's so good. Hey, I'm hanging out with Be Careful today.
All right,
you better be careful.
Just wait, I'll give you mine. I've gone with motocross, Chinese, mortgage broker. I think you're a bit dangerous, like Nate sort of mentioned there. But I'm going to call you Lion.
The Lion.
Yeah.
The Lion.
No, you don't.
No. Let Beck pick. Beck, do you want the Lion or do you want...
Don't pretend you don't know what mine is. It's sticking in the brain. Yeah. Be careful.
Careful is never really in my vocabulary.
What about an extension? Don't be careful. That's your new nickname.
No, stop. That, mate, that's a sentence. That's not a nickname.
Nah, it's a good one. So
Beck,
fast.
You got to pick. What would you like?
I'll definitely go with the Lion.
The Lion.
Thanks for being on the show, Lion.
New Drake. Called God's Plan for R&B Fridays and hit 100.9, 2 minutes to nine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Brand new one there from Drake. Pretty sure it broke Spotify's record for most streams in one day.
Really? Do you know how many you got?
No, but it's the most ever streamed song in one day.
You got a lot. Well, you know what? Music Jimmy.
You'll learn that about me. I know a lot about music. Also number one in the US.
All right, you don't need a double dip.
And it was from Drake.
Okay. Music Jimmy.
Hey, look, Nath, we are about to jump out of here for your Friday, wrapping up the week that was. Huge show this morning, by the way.
Massive. We gave away $1,000 with our random cash, our ring for cha-ching. That went to Bonnie.
Yeah, it went to Bonnie. We gave away $50 in Alpha Bucks. Mm-hmm. If you missed the early part of the show, I attempted to make a basketball shot from my desk here in the office into the basketball hoop.
About 30 metres.
Yeah, I threw it.
That's how much you missed by.
No, I threw it onto the mainland.
Yeah.
Really,
someone in Adelaide's picked it up and gone, that was great.
Really gave it a nudge. If you have missed anything from the week, our catch-up is now on the podcast places. So wherever you find good podcasts, I think they're next to the CDs at the service station.
Are they?
Yeah, you just go in, get fuel and go, hey, the podcast of the boys.
You probably get ours for free, don't you?
No, it is. The podcast is up. The catch-up, you can get that wherever podcasts are. Nathan, anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, well, next week Alpha Bucks is going to be back. So another chance to win $1,000 every day next week, which is fun. Super easy. Easy as ABC.
Yeah, no, that is huge. And I think we're hitting up the Horseshoe Inn as
yeah,
well
we're
today.
Hitting, yeah, Horseshoe Inn. We're going to do that today and then talk to the lovely Erin on Monday. She's we're going to give her a review of the pub we went to. We'll do some more water calls, give away some TLC tickets too, and probably some other weird and wonderful things, I guess.
We'll see you next week.
Hooroo Hobart.